The rest of the story. Joseph had been vice president of Jefferson College, New Orleans, since the autumn of 1838, the year he and his young son Alex arrived in the New World from their native Paris. But now opportunities in New York City beckoned, and so in 1844 would Joseph uproot them once more. For Alex, now 12, the journey eastward would be an unforgettable adventure, one that would shape the remainder of his life. It required a steamship trip up the Mississippi, then over the Ohio River to Pittsburgh, then onward by canals, rivers, and rail across Pennsylvania. The lattermost part of that memorable excursion with his father over the Portage Railroad was what most fascinated young Alex. It was a system of specially designed train cars and barges which in harness traversed the Allegheny Mountains, an engineering marvel, particularly to a small boy. And that boy thus inspired would dedicate his life to civil engineering, would one day build railroads and railroad bridges that remain legends in the history of American transportation. Age 16, Alex went to work as a surveyor's assistant for the Hudson River Railroad. Within a few short years, he was upgrading and designing railroad lines, creating iron trestle bridges on foundations. He made some of the biggest leaps of his day, the Illinois River at Peoria, the Genesee River Gorge near Portageville, New York. He designed the first railroad bridge to span the Missouri River. By then, Alex had become the nation's leading authority on ironwork, truss construction techniques, and wood preservation methods. In detail, he planned communities to populate his railroad routes right down to their innovative sanitation systems. He envisioned an elevated railway. He even introduced the railroad date nail to the United States, making track maintenance safer, surer. And oh yes, Alex had a hobby. It was something he tinkered with in his spare time, yet so thoroughly that, well, it is not only that for which folks best remember him these many generations later, but it served as the foundation inspiration for the obsession of two brothers. And my, how well the world remembers them. For Alex, Master Engineer Octave Alexandre Chanute lent his prodigious intellect also to the fledgling field of aviation. In fact, the gliders he designed made some 2,000 flights without a single mishap, much to the envy of his young friends, the Wright brothers. For having learned invaluable volumes from him over a mentorship lasting many years, Wilbur and Orville Wright soared into the history books. Oh, say, 100 years ago today. But as we reflect on that first documented, powered, sustained flight, let us remember Octave Chanute, the man who for the Wrights built a bridge to the sky. Because now you know the rest of the story.